Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. Upon the recommendation of one of our listeners, I started playing through the game Fallout 4. I'm not really a Fallout fan. I mean, I played Part 3 and I couldn't really get into it, but I do like Bethesda, and I was told that it's basically Elder Scrolls with guns and mutants, so I thought I'd take a swing at it. Right now, I'm only a few hours in, and I have to say, so far, so good. But I came across a problem, one that I've encountered in my multiple playthroughs of The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. I like picking up items, weapons, health packs, spoons. If I can add it to my inventory, I usually do. I mean, if the game developers let you pick it up, it's gotta be worth something somewhere, right? But after a recent firefight in the game, I picked up the spoils of my victory and found that I was carrying too much. Too much to run, too much to move, and I did it to myself again, just like I do in Skyrim 2. I found that I was over-encumbered. I was basically carrying so much stuff that my character was simply too heavy to move. I had to go through my inventory and figure out what was essential and what was just slowing me down. And then I had to make the choice to drop those items, letting them go, in the name of mobility. In our walk with God, it can be the same way. There's things in our life that God wants us to put down that are literally holding us back from moving forward in our faith, but we have a hard time turning loose of those items or people, habits or ideas. But the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, if we want to be able to move, we've got to lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. If something or someone is slowing you down, holding you back, or taking your eyes off of God, we probably need to lay it aside before it lays us out. God has a great adventure for us, but how are we going to be used by Him if we can't even move? So, pack light and get ready for amazing things. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, please visit us online at www.nerdofgodcast.com or come hang out with us on all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. The new season of the Nerd of Godcast hits the air on Tuesday, August 7th. So check us out wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.